"What do you mean by such an attitude towards nature?" asked Darcy. "I can't explain that. But by translating it into a bodily attitude, it is this." Frank sat up for a moment, quite straight in his chair, then slowly sunk back, with arms outspread and head drooped. "That," he said, "an effortless attitude, but open, resting, receptive. It is just that which you must do with your soul." Then he sat up again. "One word more," he said, "and I will bore you no further. Nor, unless you ask me questions, shall I talk about it again. You will find me, in fact, quite sane in my mode of life. Birds and beasts you will see behaving somewhat intimately to me, like that moorhen, but that is all. I will walk with you, ride with you, play golf with you, and talk with you on any subject you like. But I wanted you on the threshold to know what has happened to me. And one thing more will happen." He paused again, and a slight look of fear crossed his eyes. "There will be a final revelation," he said, "a complete and blinding stroke, which will throw open to me once and for all the full knowledge, the full realization and comprehension.